第四章，保罗伊底亚宽面又说迄信徒。
In Ephesians number 4, Paul, Apostle Paul says to the believers in Ephesians.
伊也讲过，讲恁着合二为一。
He said that you should keep unity.
佮讲过，讲恁诶，即个满有基督忠诚诶信仰。
And also said that you should grow up in Christ.
后来佫讲，讲凡事都效法耶稣基督。
And also, we should follow Christ in all ways.
讲你的亲像新人，新人。
You should be like someone who puts on a new self.
咱从迄个约书第四章经过吼，那无来讲的顺当的安尼扫无脏吼。
I suggest that everybody open up their Bible to Ephesians number 4, so I can refer to it.
当地保罗对约书教会讲，讲这四点迄个边界了。
After Paul said to the believers in Ephesians these four points,
那话题的我在到底上次提到的所在，底下保罗跟着继续讲，讲紧唔通让魔鬼绕地步，甲唔通叫圣灵来干扰。
And furthermore, we see that from verses 25 to 32, Paul said, number one, we should not let the devil have a foreground and not worry the Holy Spirit.
这里我看迄就是在是迄个魔鬼最头前所在。
And when I read the verse, I see that the devil somehow got placed first.
人就魔鬼肯靠前，接唔跟阮。
I mean, I feel that the devil, the word, should not be placed first.
确实，唔通魔鬼绕地步，这是非常重要的件代。
But then we have to know that not let the devil have a foreground is very important.
魔鬼绕地步，甲圣灵担忧，这应该讲个一项代志的两面。
We should see that not let the devil have a foreground and not grieve the Holy Spirit is actually the same thing, left from two different perspectives.
虽然伫今仔日接着魔鬼老地波甲圣灵担忧这两项代志，咱三个底下的思想。
So let us consider these two things from the different perspectives that Paul presented.
对迄个言语的顶面三个的思想。
Number one, let's look at the aspect of speech.
讲话大家做到。
Everybody can speak.
特别查某囡仔伫迄个阿伯出嫁以前啊，真严重袂讲话。
Sometimes we see that girls, when they have not been married, will not speak much.
It seems
that after they get married, they seem to talk a lot more.
It
seems that they can also nag.
Is
it true?
So
you see that the language is very important.
在这个圣经里面，刚才讲先讲魔鬼的地步，对经过方面来看的是，就是讲第七位。
So what do we see by leaving a foothold to the devil? It means saying lies.
你若我再跟你讲，所以恁就去抓迄个第七位。
So in verse 25 it says that we should not say lies. We should stay away from falsehood.
这个第七位吼。那为咱当然唔知安怎讲，我唔知，我当然第七啊，第一七啦就对啦。
It seems that in Taiwanese it says it's a white thief.
啊，这个第七位吼，啊分作白的第七位甲黑的第七位。
Now we see that there's two different type of lies. There's a white lie and there is the false lie.
我可能在说在，你讲阿伯是啊，在家中啊。
It seems that if I go to one of the believers' house and they ask me to stay for dinner,
啊，其实我阿未吃啦。
And even though I have not ate,
啊，我吃饱啊，没你先吃。
And I might say that I already ate.
这叫什么？你知无？
What do you call that?
白的白贪污。
Call that a white lie.
啊，那黑的白贪污是种陷害人啊，不白吃的陷害人，要黑的白贪污。
What is a black lie? It means that you say lies in order to hurt other people.
当时我来搞你走的时候，我来讲啊，我还没吃，我吃饱，你讲啊，我是很肥哦。
And see that if I say this, say that I have not ate to your house when you invite me to dinner, you might see that I have said a white lie.
我来告诉我被领导接的时候，我讲我还没吃，就是你做的吃，我还没在公要，我随时要来吃。
I think what we should do is say that I need to go very soon, therefore go ahead and eat.
我按讲啊。
I will say that. Because we see that a lie is still a lie.
所以在下面跟他讲信的，讲就讲到厝边讲诚实话。
Therefore, we should say what is the truth to the neighbor.
所以白贼话跟诚实话，这是个对立的。
Therefore, we see that lies and the truth are two opposites.
同时，耶稣基督又讲：讲呢，是就讲是，唔是就讲唔是。
And Jesus said that if it's true, say so, and if it's not, say it's not.
所以，这个魔鬼留地步，对不对？你若讲个白白杀戮也好，黑白杀戮也好，拢是魔鬼留地步。
So regardless if you say a white lie or a malicious lie, you are leaving the foot.
The
Bible says that the devil is like a prowling lion looking around for something to devour.
所以当咱被他的这个出口的是魔鬼是这个地方。
Therefore, if we say lies, regardless of what it is, we leave the devil a foreground.
过来，这个说讲讲心灵，迄个担忧心灵呢，讲唔通安尼，迄个讲咧污秽的言语。
And what is grieving the Holy Spirit in the speech aspect? It means saying something that is not nice.
那过几条教材说，讲污秽言语一句都唔通出口。
What is saying something that's nice? It means saying cuss words and so forth.
什么叫做污秽言语？
What do we call words that are not nice?
就垃圾的言语咧。
Words that are dirty, words that are not fit for a Christian to say.
我记得我做囡仔时，我老爸，我那时已经基督教哈，所以我若讲一个安尼骂人、啊错人、啊话，会会损哦，那个使讲。
I remember that when I was a kid, if I say any word that is, let's say a cuss word, so forth, I would get punished.
就是咱中国人啊，无讲三字经吼，啊讲无正话。
I think that sometimes we all say words that are not, we all say cuss words. And sometimes we would say malicious things about their ancestors.
I think
that's last class.
所以所谓派位中跟咱中国人跟基本上台湾人第一派第一派。
I think sometimes Chinese words tend to have a lot of words that are not very nice.
这时候还有个误为缘故，唔通出口。
And we cannot say these words that are dirty.
我还记得迄个阿弗里宾的孙，我囡仔拢伫咧东河咧读册。
I think remember when I was in Philippines while my children are still in school.
系迄个东河的迄个校长吼，开嘴就，迄错就倒过来。
And I remember the principal of the school that they were in were using cuss words a lot.
所以所有的学生，大家都要讲。
So I mean, all the students were beginning to imitate him.
无一个的。
And everybody was saying cuss words.
那校长讲，我嘛对讲。
It seems like it's natural because the principal say it, therefore the students.
这个说人讲心灵的担忧，你当你讲错话，讲迄个安尼误会因故的时，心灵会担忧嘞。
But whenever we say cuss words, we have grieved the Holy Spirit.
就是迄个错话的反面，跟恁讲什么？讲造就人的话。
And what is the opposite of cuss words? It means words that build each other up, encouragement.
有哪有一个人在灰心失节时，你来讲一句造就人的话，啊，去帮助伊的事，让伊对灰心失节中间站起来，这话通讲最热水的评估。
I mean, what is so beautiful about encouragement is that when somebody's down, you say a word of encouragement and it builds them up again.
这个就是言啊，这个言语的见面，诶，这个魔鬼的地步，甲圣灵的担忧。
Therefore, we see that lies and cuss words are what leaves the devil foreground and grieves the Holy Spirit.
咱再来看这恶毒行为见面，诶，迄个魔鬼的地步，甲圣灵担忧是啥物？
And we also see in the aspect of action, what are the things that leave the devil foreground and grieves the Holy Spirit?
二十六节讲，休息却唔能犯罪，唔通含教日落。
In verse 26, it says that you can be angry, but not sit.
我真安尼，但是爸母打囝的时，当时啊，也吹也不要紧。
I condone that if the parents are keep disciplining their children, it's okay if they whip them or something.
就是唔能受气来讲囝。
But we should not hurt them while we are angry.
就是有十个、十一个父母拢受气在咧讲囝。
But it seems that out of 10, maybe 11 parents would hit their children while they're angry.
啊，我一个迄落剃头师傅，安在讲剃头。
It seems that once there's a barber.
啊，咧剃头是因太太伫即个内面的所在伫啊安尼剃头着。
And I remember that the barber's wife was inside, was saying something.
有点点，那卖怎么擦？
And he was irritated and told her to be quiet. And then she was yelling for him to come in and help. And he was angry because he was helping a customer. And her wife got very angry.
后来就剃头剃掉，哎，人剃掉啊，就就对起来了。
And after the barber finished cutting the hair of the customer, and the guy went out.
剃头钱。
And he was asking, well, what about paying for the haircut?
有东西讲，继续让他都不急。
And he said, well, you did not do a good job.
哎呀，生气真不好。
Therefore, we see that anger is not very nice.
就是讲，我生气，唔通生气啊。
But it says that when we are angry, we should not be.
啊，就是，咱拢知影吼，食到这么济岁啊，还会生气呗。
And it seems that even though we are of such an old age, are we still angry?
哦，有人一气到唔当错啊，真真未生气呢。
And it seems that almost every one of us would still get angry very much.
就这时候来讲，讲生气唔能够进度啦。
But it says that we should not be angry. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Therefore, we should not be angry for a very long time. Because it will cost us our health. Therefore, we will not live long if we are angry. We see that the picture of myself while I was younger
and now.
And I remember looking at the picture while I was not married yet. And I see that now I look even more handsome than before. And it seems that while you're very angry, you would not look very good. Therefore, we cannot be angry. But sometimes we cannot handle it.
不能够记住.
But then we should not be angry until sundown.
你看那生气，一个安尼开，你若开始生气的时，你做工做无代志。
Because when we are angry, we cannot do anything for the Lord.
所以有人讲，你若生气的时，唔通写信给人。
Therefore, we cannot write letters to other people while we are angry. Furthermore, we should not drive when we are angry. And it seems that we get into accidents when we are angry and drive. Therefore, being angry is very important.
And
I think that when Moses was angry, he killed an Egyptian.
就上帝的教会里面，摩西是被引出以色列百姓离开埃及，被交出以色列百姓救赎的一个人。But
Moses was supposed to be someone who saved the Israelites from the Egyptians.
伊从埃及人打死了，伊不得不得脱离离开，到旷野所在，伊啊经过40年。But
because he had killed the Egyptian, he has delayed the deliverance for 40 years.
这个受气延迟40年。
Because of that, he had to stay in the desert for 40 years before he delivered them.
啊，那搁再受气，啊，唔是八十年咯。
I mean, if he got angry again, would it be 80 years?
我跟你讲，搁再受气，你八十年也变。And
I say it's not only 80 years.
永远。Might
be forever.
因为摩西因出伊是百姓离开埃及了，伫旷野底下漂流。Because
after Moses has led the Israelites out of Egypt.
来到比利巴迄个时，啊，无水通饮。
When it came to a place called Meribah,
啊，百姓在那哀哀念咯，啊，怨叹咯。
They have no water to drink, and the Israelites were very angry with Moses.
啊，摩西在那祈祷上帝，上帝给讲，你拿你的杆啊，啊，你那个香蕉杆都抛落去。
And the God told Moses to hit the rock with his staff.
所以摩西拿杆啊，就百姓拢在头前说，这些香蕉杆抛落去。
And so Moses gathered all the Israelites around the rock, and he hit the rock with his staff. And the water come out of the rock. But the second time when he has arrived to Meribah, there is still no water. And this time God says, you do not have to strike the rock, but to point the staff at the rock.
其实我是非常生气，讲，哎，我是什么人？你啊，拄我咧想，你莫这样咧怨叹啊，那个，讲袂起啊。
But Moses was very angry with the Israelites, therefore he struck the rock with his staff.
上帝甲讲，伊就换伊手机甲讲袂去，讲就换。
But the God did not tell him to strike it; he told him to point.
你话摩西第二遍的受气，可以袂当进入迦南地。
And the result of him being angry and striking the rock is that he cannot lead the Israelites into Canaan.
这个第一遍的受气办四十年。
So the first time he delayed it 40 years.
第二遍的受气办四十年，也是永远袂当进入去。
And the second time Moses got angry, it delayed it forever.
你看那受气，安尼有价值。
So we see that it's worthwhile to be angry.
所以那个讲受气无价值掉，有影啊出事都受气啊啦。
But then, even though we see no worth in being angry, we are still angry. Therefore, we should listen to the Holy Spirit and not let our anger hold until sundown.
We see that
there's a proverb saying that if anger enters through the front door, wisdom leaves through the back. Because when we are angry, we have no wisdom. Everything we do is foolish. So therefore, some people say proud people do not have God. And envious people do not have friends. But when some people is angry, they do not even have themselves.
所以我们看这个受气就是魔鬼的那个地步。
Therefore, we see being angry is leading the devil a program.
但你受气的时候，你会变成魔鬼面的。
When we are angry, our face looks like the devil.
那我的囡仔将一个镜甲搭伫迄个冰箱的迄个顶端的所在。
And once when my children put a mirror in front of the refrigerator.My wife said, when you are angry, look at the mirror. Because when we look at the mirror when we are angry, we see the devil inside.
So,
therefore, we have a long face when we are angry.But then when we are smile, we have a round face.
所以受气是魔鬼的地步。
Therefore, we leave a devil background when we are angry.
这个圣言当中，跟你讲什么呢？三十一章的所在，跟你讲一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、酸涨、诽谤，这种一切苦毒。
Now, what is grieving the Holy Spirit in action? It means being bitter, rage, and angry, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice.
这种用这个圣言也要当用。
And that grieves the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵伊无要直接啊，无要硬个命令你，我叫你得个做什么
？Because the Holy Spirit do not force each one of us to do something.
伊可能一个自由意志底下来选择。
We have our form of choice.
所以圣灵只会给你光照，给你感动。
So the Holy Spirit will only give us suggestions.
所以等圣灵更就感动的时候，咱来随时悔改过来。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit has been leading us, we should follow it.
对，他都讲到这阵当中，跟咱介绍魔鬼的地步，跟圣灵的担忧是什么呢？听。
From the beginning till now, we have only been talking about what is leaving the devil a foothold and grieving the Holy Spirit.
无论是讲别册，还是这个安尼误为缘故。
Regardless of saying the lies or saying words that are saying cuss words.
还是受气，还是拢种所有的恶毒
，or being angry, or all the different form of malice，
拢是介绍人知影，这就是圣灵的这个担忧，还是魔鬼的地步了。
We have seen what grieves the Holy Spirit and leaves the devil a foothold。
最重要，咱不是干那知影尔尔。
But furthermore than knowing what they are，
咱应该爱知影。你如何去保护魔鬼老地步无圣灵担忧
？We have to know how to prevent let the devil have a foothold and not let the Holy Spirit be grieved.
那看是十八章。
Let's look at verse 28.
讲早前偷窃，唔能够再偷窃。
It says that he who has been stealing must steal no longer.
总着努力亲手做正经的代志，就通有剩分予迄个缺少的人。
But must work doing something useful in his own hand that he may have something to share with those in need.
讲钞票唔能够钞票啦。
Therefore, those that be stealing should not.
啊，做正经嘅大事，等于帮衬人。
And we should help others by doing what is right.
啊，基督徒会去钞票未
？But for a Christian, would he steal?
咁佢咪信耶稣以前嚟钞票啲
？The Bible says that those who have stole before.
但是信耶稣以后，咱冇去钞票咯。
But after we have believed in the Lord, we do not steal any longer.
为什么保罗在以弗所教会这个以弗所书信的中间，伊也对以弗所教会讲，讲恁早前偷窃，唔能够再偷窃呢
？But why does Paul still say to the believers in Ephesus, you should not steal any longer？
表示咱按思想的顺，咱让知咱偷窃几项代志。
But after we reflect upon it, we see that we still steal several things from God。
咱来看以赛亚书五十八章。
We see in Isaiah 58.
五十八章第十三节。
In verse 13, chapter 58.
讲你若是安尼去倒转你的脚步，伫我圣日无地啊，最操作最喜乐，请安尼去最可喜乐的，请邀我的圣日最可尊重的，而且尊敬这个日，无犯家己的私事，无随家己的私意，无讲家己的私话。
It says that in verse 58, if you turn your feet from the Lord, you have broken the Sabbath, and so forth.
这是讲讲讲地，那是安息日倒转你的脚步。
Therefore, it says that if we have turned our feet during the Sabbath,
那就咱在行的时候，讲哎，把倒转。
Just like when we are walking straight and somebody told us to turn back.
咱们再把倒转。
How do we turn back?
就是将圣日。这个主日最圣日
，because we have to consecrate the Sabbath。
在迄个古约时代是用安尼去做圣日，在今仔日新约时代，用耶稣基督各种啊得圣日，记这个主日做圣日。
Before it's the Sabbath that was considered holy, and now it is the day that the Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected, considered holy。
这个主日是圣日，是上帝。
Therefore, every week during Sunday, it is the Lord.
所以这个时候跟人说，你自己不能办自己的私事，你自己不能随自己的私意，你自己不能说自己的私话。
Therefore, in this day, we should not work what we desire, we should not do what is not benefiting the Lord.
我记得我的当代非常注重这个修主日。
I remember, I very much value following
所以这个主日就是耶稣的过道的日子，但敬拜日子，这个日子是上帝的，那是无敬拜上帝，就是偷的上帝时间。
Therefore, we can see that every Sunday belongs to the Lord, and if we do not give it to the Lord, we have been stealing a day from the Lord.
所以这时候跟你讲，是咪讲，早前偷客唔贪嗰只偷车。
So it says that if you have been stealing from the Lord before, do not steal.
有当时啊，咱偷的什么？咱当时啊，大礼拜都有的，说这礼拜来佚佗一个啊，偷的上帝时间。
So what do we steal from the Lord? We steal time because we think that last Sunday I've been to the church. This Sunday I might not need to go.
啊，这礼拜不来，下礼拜我再过来。
Maybe I can come next week instead.
就先跟公司讲，你那是换不来，就永远也是换瑞奇哦。
It seems that if you have not been coming, you would not come any longer.
这是惯非常可怕。
And this type of thinking that we do not have to come to church is very.
那每一个人拢，那每一个人的习惯。
It's very dreadful because every one of us has our own thing that we do.
有的人习惯较好，有的人习惯真歹。
And some people have more better things. Some people have not.
你有的人安坐在厝里，伊也坐咧，脚就甲翘起顶边。
And some people, for what they do most of the time, is when they go home from work, they just sit down and do nothing. And it seems to only read newspapers. And that is what he does most of the time. But sometimes it is bad if we have something that we
do.
When we pray the Lord, when we honor him, we should have things that we do to honor him regularly.
唔通偷的上帝时间。
We should not steal his time。
咱来看马拉基书第三章第七节。
When we look at Malachi 3:7。
讲万国的耶和华讲，对恁列祖日子以来，恁常常偏离我典章，来无遵守。现在恁就转向我，我就转向恁。恁却问讲，阮如何才是转向呢？
In verse 7 it says, and ever since the time of your forefather, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. But you ask, how are we to return?
这个所在有几个迄个对答的回复。
There are a couple front and back conversations.
上帝讲恁就要转向我。
The Lord said you should turn back to me.
啊，百姓甲伊讲，啊，阮就早有来要转向。
And the people say, how should we turn back to you?
他拄啊，以赛亚说说讲恁就倒转恁的脚步。
In Isaiah just before it says that you should turn your feet.
甲这转向上帝就啥意思？
And I think it's the same meaning. To turn back your feet and turn back to the Lord.
所以遵守上帝圣洁甲这个转向上帝，这是修行。
Therefore, honoring the Lord on Sunday is the same thing as turning back to the Lord.
所以百姓问讲，我们要再转向。
So the people said, how should we turn back?
那话第八节是讲，人兼贪夺出上帝的物件。
And in verse 8 it says that will man rob God?Therefore, if we do not turn back to God, we are robbing God. And what is robbing God? It is the tithe.
我无要将十分之的奉献讲作是安尼啊不好的代志。
I do not want to say the tithe is something that is bad.
我讲十分之的奉献就是咱们得到上帝赐予的最大福气。
We have to see that the tithe is something that gains us the most blessing from God.
当然是转向上帝。
It's turning back to the Lord.
咱若转向上帝，咱是面向上帝，一定是福气。
And when we turn back to the Lord, we face God, we will always get blessed.
咱若后边向上帝，一定是倒霉。
But when we turn back from the Lord, we have always pushed all the blessings.
所以十分之的奉献就是得到福气的最大的福气。
Therefore, giving the tithe is the thing that will gain us the most blessing from God. And we should not steal what belongs to the Lord. We should give the tithe, a tenth of everything, to the Lord to receive His blessing. We look at Psalm 50. At verse
23.
He says that he who sacrifices thank offerings honor me, and he who prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Therefore, what do we steal from God? The glory. Sometimes we receive so much blessing from God, but we do not know how to glorify Him. When we honor God, we must be very happy. But what is to honor God? It is to praise Him.
这个头的上帝应邀，较像阮做牧师的作用意义的。
And I think sometimes it speaks even more to pastors.
比恁较容易。
I think it speaks more to pastors than to just a regular congregation.Because so many times after you have just given a sermon, the people come up to you and say, you say something that is very true. And I will get very happy after you say that. But why am I happy? And it seems that I have raised my pride up. And I have received all the glory to myself.
所以讨论上帝应邀的人，就是牧师最得用的。
And so, therefore, stealing the glory of God, we should say, pastors would have a.
我是唔盲因为了牧师祈祷。
We should pray for the pastor.
和牧师的感情非常快乐。
So that he should have power when he gives sermon.
较卖恶劳的。
And not be proud.
你害牧师，你骄傲。
It will hurt him even more.
然后等你牧师骄傲的时，就将上帝应邀抢来。
Because when I am proud, I will steal the glory from God.
所以上帝应邀，咱唔能退来就归于上帝。
We should receive the glory from God and give it back to Him.
那么将应邀归于上帝最大、最好的这个方法，就是感谢上帝。
And the most direct way to give glory to God is by honoring Him.
在这所来讲，讲咱若头无去头这时，咱就当做正经的代志去帮助那欠债人。
Therefore, it says that when we do not steal any longer, we would do things that are upright to help those.
所以早前头这无去在头这，这可以讲是一个消极的方面。
Therefore, we can see that this is the second priority that we have.
也就是哪像人会当看出来方面。
It is the aspect where people can see.
咱就心在侍奉上帝。
When we are honoring God.
大礼拜来到礼拜堂敬拜上帝。
And every Sunday we come to the church to honor God.
咱的奉献拢都有看到。
And we give so everybody can see that we give.
这是伫外口有看到物件是消极物件。
This is all outside aspect. We can consider that secondary.
哪像一丛树啊，伊这个顶端都无生。
It's just like a tree who has grown up to be very tall.
迄个根咱无看到。
But we do not see its roots.
这个外靠这个无形看到，这个是消极方面。
And everything that we can see in the outside should be only considered secondary.
就是这个根迄个内面无看到，迄个是积极方面。
Because the root is the most important thing.
所以咱来看三十二啊，这个三十二节。
So when we look at verse 32.
讲变得用温，七十三十三，变得用温慈三款待尊怜悯的心，彼此孝顺，正亲像上帝的基督的内面孝顺了恁一样。
And in verse 32 it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you."
讲的基督的内面呐。
And it says, "Just as in Christ."
这个基督的内面就是积极的方面。
Therefore, what does it mean by being in Christ?
咱要在基督的内面的生活，做法多通亲像这个无形的树的生活。
It means that if we are in Christ, then are we possible to glorify God by growing up like a big tree?
咱来看这个约翰福音第十五章第一节，甲咱讲：我是这棵葡萄树，我本是栽培的人。
And in John 15, verse 1, it says, I am the vine and my Father is the gardener.
第三跟人讲，凡属我无结果子的枝就剪去，凡结果子的伊就修理干净，何枝结果子更加多。
John 15:2 says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
咱要在基督的内面的迄个生活。
Therefore, we should live within God.
像迄树根。今年伊迄个啊，这个树根伊迄个下面是怎样
？Just as the tree has the root inside the ground.
即个所以讲，讲咱老伫基督伊内面的生活时，咱就会当用温慈三款待。
Therefore, if we have followed and we are in Christ, we will receive blessing from Him.
即个温慈三款待，即唔是遐尼容易代。
And we are in Him, we should forgive each other.
咱若彼此会当用温慈三款待的时，咱一切拢会得到解决。
But it's not that easy to do because if we do forgive each other, we will not have any problems among us.
这个莎士比亚在迄个《威尼斯的雄鹰》那本册里面
，William Shakespeare in The Merchant of Venice says that
有一句话你讲，讲当温慈联合正义迄个时
，It says that when mercy equals justice.
人的力量比像上帝的力量强得多。
Our power will be like the power of God.
你看哈
，It's true.
那正义完全正义。
If we say that we are being just, we are totally just.
会感觉非常的迄个安尼真严重。
But when we're totally just, we will seem to be very strict.
不过正义中间闹迄个温书要听伫正义内面，迄个正义要叫做真水的正义。
But when we have mercy within justice, we will be very beautiful. And our power will be as much as the power of God. Only when we are in God can we give the glory of God out. And we want to forgive each other, we need to live within God.
咱需要定根在基督的内面。
Just as a tree has set its roots on the ground.
就要有存迄个怜悯的心。
We should have a merciful heart.
我来跟你讲，彼此三下面。
And we should forgive each other.
咱来记在主的文的内面，讲迄个啊，就是下面我会做，像我来下面保护我的人。
It It says in the Lord's Prayer that we should forgive our debts just as we ask the Lord to forgive our debts just as we forgive the debts of those who trespass against us. Because we were forgiven because the Lord has forgiven us first.
In Matthew
18:23-35, there is a story.
耶稣基督伊, 啊你, 啊, 说着譬如说, 有一个人, 有两个萝卜,
and Lord Jesus Christ told a proverb saying that there were two servants.
这个萝卜伊欠这主人有一千万两银,
and the servant has owned his master 1,000 gold.
啊这个萝卜就跟主人说有你下面我真没这钱啊我会行你啊你
So this servant told his master to forgive him.
这个主人下面你
And so his master did.
这个下面这个萝卜就出来了多的一个朋友
And when this servant has went out, he saw another servant.
用我这个萝卜是这萝卜欠你十两银
Who has owned him 10 gold.
伊在讲你要行我
And this servant wanted that 10 gold from the other servant.
哎呀我这么没钱啊
And the servant who owned 10 gold said, Can you forgive me?
这个萝卜没有那个下面人的那个心
But the first servant did not have a forgiving heart.
就那个欠你十两银的萝卜在那个关里家里的所在
And took the person who owned the 10 gold into jail.
他欠他主人一千万的这个钱他主人下面的他这个朋友在
Although he has forgiven, although his master has forgiven him of 1,000 gold, he did not forgive his friend of
10.
And after the master knew about this, he had brought the servant to him who owned him 1,000 and asked him to pay back.
那为什么下面人因为耶稣基督下面人太多太多了
How can you forgive other people? Because the Lord has forgiven us of so many things.
所以说在基督的里面耶稣基督里面咱们都能下面人
So only when we are within the Lord can we forgive.
所以这个时候跟他说说但是小家方面说这边偷窃那边偷窃
Therefore, in the secondary priority, we should not steal what we used to steal.
在这个来,在中间,叫我们在基督的里面。
But in the first priority, what's more important, we should live within God.
让我们和耶稣基督有哪来哪亲密。
Therefore, we should be more intimate in our relationship with God.
那在耶稣基督的里面,咱们怎么都将那个恩主,将那个怜悯,将那个下面,底下表露出来。
Only then can we express the mercy and the forgiveness of God to other people.
那你今天对这个又做出第四章来看魔鬼的地步和圣灵的担忧
Therefore we see in Ephesians 4 the grievance of the Holy Spirit and the devil's foothold
让咱们知道咱应该对消极的方面对积极的中间在那里没有魔鬼的地步没有圣灵的担忧
And we see that in order to prevent the devil having a foothold and not to grieve the Holy Spirit we should follow the second and the first priority that I said
in
the secondary priority is within our actions
就是你若不积极在那个敬君的耶稣基督里面咱们没法通有表现在那个有看见的表现出来
But what is more important we should also live within the Lord in order to express forgiveness May the Lord help us
我们每一个人都能够在生活中间无魔鬼的地步
So that every one of us will not let the devil have a foothold in our life
让圣灵感动我们圣灵成就我们的时随时我们跟随圣灵
And whenever the Holy Spirit has corrected us we should follow it
让圣灵来担忧
And not let the Holy Spirit be
grieved
Let us pray
天父我们的上帝感谢我们的恩典 主啊求主你亲自施恩 让我们的上帝面前